listening to Morning Edition on Red River Radio. Once again, Gary Borders joins us this morning, and today he takes us on a mouthwatering tour as he shares his joy over homegrown tomatoes.
Guy Clark once sang, "There's only two things that money can't buy, and that's true love and homegrown tomatoes." I won't torture you by trying to imitate that folk singer. And sure, you can buy homegrown tomatoes this time of year from vegetable stands alongside the highway. But unless one is a hermit, about now, tomato-growing friends, acquaintances, and kinfolk begin bombarding everybody they know with tomatoes. That's one of the few redeeming features of an East Texas summer. It's ridiculously humid and hot, and it usually stays that way until late September. But at least the bounty of tomatoes, jalapeno peppers, purple hull peas, and other garden delights is so plentiful that even us non-gardeners get our fill. Especially of tomatoes. Last week, a carrier kindly dropped off a plastic sack of this luscious fruit, and a brother-in-law showed up with a cardboard box filled with Best Boys. Or maybe they were big boys. It doesn't matter. All I know is that my wife and I have been eating tomatoes for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. I'm trying to drop a few pounds gained while on vacation. Thus, my dinner lately consists of a large tomato cut into wedges and dosed liberally with ground pepper, accompanied by a couple of slices of onion, a sliced up fresh jalapeno, and a few crackers. That fills me up nicely. Last summer, we attempted to plant tomatoes both in containers and in the ground, but our yard is simply too shady. Our crop, so to speak, consisted of two puny tomatoes. The only thing we can grow successfully is basil. That herb pairs well with tomatoes, mozzarella cheese balls, and ciabatta bread dipped in olive oil with red pepper flakes. Man, I get hungry thinking about that repast, but I have to stay away from the cheese and bread for a while. 5 years ago, when my wife and I were courting, I placed several tomato plants along a fence line in the historic neighborhood where I had bought an old house. My neighbor Joe, who is retired and had a lot of time on his hands, decided to plant tomatoes just over the fence from mine in his backyard. A competition soon arose over who was going to grow the tastier tomatoes. Joe would venture out day and night, dousing his plants with Miracle-Gro in an effort to gain an edge on me. I had to work for a living. Luckily, my plants were slightly downhill from his, so the runoff Miracle-Gro fed them as well. The competition soon escalated. Finally, we agreed to have a blind taste test to determine who had grown the most scrumptious tomato. We enlisted my wife, daughter Abby, and Joe's wife Elaine as judges. Abby was an iffy judge, since she doesn't really like tomatoes, being a teenager. Most teens only stick with foods that are brown in color. Chips, pizza, chicken nuggets, and the like. We blindfolded Abby and the women. Elaine voted for her husband's tomatoes, and my wife naturally picked mine. I think they were peeking beneath the bandanas. Abby ended up serving as the tiebreaker and wisely named my tomatoes the best of the lot. I awarded myself the blue ribbon I bought at the dollar store and generously gave Joe a red ribbon for second place. I ate so many tomatoes that summer that the skin between my fingers turned a light shade of orange. It looked as if I had accidentally spray tanned my hands. I asked my doctor if I was at some health risk, but he assured me I would live. The tinge went away a few weeks after the tomato vines dried up. This summer, I'm keeping a close eye on my skin coloring, even as I down yet another homegrown tomato. They really are one of the best things about summer.
Gary Borders is the editor and publisher of the Mount Pleasant Daily Tribune, and he also writes online each week at GaryBorders.com. Gary joins us each Friday morning at 7:35 here on Red River Radio. Stay tuned. Morning Edition continues now here on your community-supported public broadcasting service from LSUS, Red River Radio.